With hundreds of people in attendance, Sly M. Mon Nation Haggis John Hackett and BC Premier David Eby signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MO, to support stewardship and mutually beneficial economic development at Tisquit, the former settlement of the Sly M. Mon people. Eby said the ceremony marked a day of a new commitment between Sly M. Mon Nation and British Columbia, to work together to right an injustice. The Tisquit village site is so central to the Sly M. Mon people, and the injustice that was done, when the village site was taken, when the river was dammed, when the salmon disappeared, and when others took the economic benefit, left Sly M. Mon out, said Eby. For generations, the Sly M. Mon people have tried to grapple with that loss, which was profoundly wrong. Our goal here today, of the provincial government, is to pledge to work in partnership with Sly M. Mon Nation to address that wrong. The title of the Memorandum of Understanding is, We are going to take care of Tisquit. We will take care of the site together. Eby said the commitment is part of the provincial government's recognition that the old way of doing business, such as court battles and division, is not the way for the province to move forward. Our whole province is going to benefit from this important work that we are doing, said Eby. Today is an important day, but it's just the first day of many days to come of hard work. Hackett said he woke up thinking about the elders, who are part of a long line of seven generations, with each generation doing the best it could to keep alive the connection with the big, fast-moving river. It's powerful to remember that Tisquit was taken from us, said Hackett. Sly M. Mon's whole population was less than the number here today at this event, yet they fought, despite being banned to hire a lawyer. Our ancestors did everything in their power to protect the big river. Hackett said the chief of Tisquit protested at the Tisquit site in 1878. Sly M. Mon is pursuing ownership of the site, he added. We believe, truly, that local ownership of Tisquit makes sense, said Hackett. Why? Because we have always been here and always will be here. We will always be accountable to this place, our ancestors, our future generations and our neighbors. While it's early days, I can say we are planning for a dynamic range of economic activities at Tisquit, activities that take advantage of the site's unique attributes, to establish and grow low-carbon, environmentally appropriate businesses and jobs. These activities are consistent with the Sly M. Mon commitment to long-term stewardship of the site. Business plans. Hackett said Sly M. Mon is already in active discussion with business partners in creating clean fuel production, value-added forest products and land-based salmon aquaculture. These partners will not only benefit the Sly M. Mon Nation, but all the people in Kathet region, said Hackett. It is very important, even if we do not acquire the site this time around, that we will continue to show up for Tisquit. We will work with BC and other parties through this MO to steward Tisquit in responsible fashion, until the day we repossess the site. Hackett thanked Eby and the provincial government for coming to the table. We can't do this without you, said Hackett. We have willing partners walking beside us now. Powell River Sunshine Coast MLA Nicholas Simons, who served as Master of Ceremonies, said the people of Sly M. Mon Nation have never given up on Tisquit. It has always been a core of the community and will remain so, said Simons. According to the MO, the partners wish to promote and enhance economic reconciliation and environmental stewardship in the Sly M. Mon area and Tisquit. Goals include framework for discussion and development of processes to advance Sly M. Mon's long-term stewardship relationship and goals for Tisquit, Sly M. Mon's economic development goals and its long-term objectives for repossession of Tisquit. The MO expires 2 years after the October 27 signing and the partners will meet prior to expiry to discuss any extension. Paper Excellence Canada, owner of the Catalyst Paper Tisquit mill site, issued the following statement. Paper Excellence Canada congratulates the Sly M. Mon Nation and the Government of British Columbia on the signing of their historic MO. The company recognizes the importance of Tisquit to the Sly M. Mon Nation as a former village site and site of historical and contemporary social, cultural and economic significance. In response to questions by the Peak after the MO signing ceremony, both Hackett and Eby acknowledged that the MO is an act of reconciliation. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.